Welcome, everybody.
Welcome, everybody. I'm glad you've all tuned in because this is a very important review of our Light Conference. And this conference was so energetically layered that it needs a lot of reviewing and a lot of knowledge transfer. So we're glad that you tuned in today. There were specific course concepts and energetic activations at this conference that are important to bring into the present moment. Again, because they're needed, we create together the foundation of the new series that starts in January of 2022. I got to be careful what number I say. We will begin with a centering meditation with, of course, Archangel Gabriel. And then Joan and Milena will speak briefly about the upcoming series of teachings. When they're finished, we will begin our review. As after the last activation by Miriam the Magdalena through Milena, we will close our session with a Alleluia. We ask that you sit quietly for a time to absorb what was transmitted. We suggest that you also write down any of your remembrances in regard to this activation. Now, please welcome Archangel Gabriel.
Okay. Everybody will take a deep breath and get centered in this moment. Very still, but very present. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel. It is such a delight to be joining you in this review. Although time in our realm has no effect, I know that it has been a while of your time since we were together. And it is a delight to be with you, to bring in frequencies of light that will help you navigate through this review and bring it into present moment. We are excited to be with you in this upcoming series to bring forth the light of Source in the frequencies that you will need to maintain during this series. So now that we are together, heart to heart, let us take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Breathe in love. And as you exhale, exhale light. Now breathe in light, luminous light, and exhale the element of love. You hold this light, the source, in your body now. You hold this undifferentiated light within your chakra system now. So as you breathe in love and you breathe out light, you benefit all humans that are embodied, not only on your planet, but other planets that have a human form of some type. So now it's important that you remember, start to remember, not only are you a divine being of light, but you are becoming a cosmic being of light. And we celebrate that with you at this time. So feel the expansion now in your energetic field, just by entertaining those two thoughts and feeling the emotions that come with those thoughts through the magnetic field. Through the quantum field. Feel that expansion within yourself. Remember this, beloveds. In every moment, as you move forward, in each present moment, being all that you are, a grand cosmic being of light. Now take a deep breath and let us begin this session.
Thank you, Gabriel. We appreciate you very much. It's nice to hear a good, friendly voice. And we've missed chatting, but thank you so much for leading this off today. Now, we are so excited to announce our new series of Master Teachings that will begin on January the 9th, 2022. Registration will be open on the 15th of October and closed on December 31st. An email will be sent out to everyone with the registration details and the link to register. All classes will be held on Sundays at 1 p.m. Central Time. Please make note, because of the nature of the material, it will be almost impossible to accept any late joiners. And of course, the importance of that is the consistent, coherent energy flow that exists in each one of these new sessions. It's quite different. Now, Joan and Milena will talk to you about this new series. Ladies.
Hello, everybody. Joan and I, we're really excited about what's coming. Before we start, we want to take a moment and thank each and every person who presented and participated in the entire refresh review process. Every one of you did a magnificent job, and it was so beneficial to me personally because I was surprised at how much I had forgotten because there was so much material there. But every presenter did just such a fantastic job, and those of you who contributed in any way in the breakout sessions, you know, thank you too. You just add it to the whole. And we certainly have to send thank you and congratulations to both Kathleen and Kimberly for their organization of, you know, a huge process and huge event. And they did a magnificent and masterful job. So thank you, Kim. Thank you, Kathleen. So where do we start?
Well, I think we should probably start talking about this new series. It's also, before we do that, I think it's important that we talk to you about this review. Now, it's, you know, in a couple of hours' time, it's unrealistic to review every piece and part of that valuable conference. It was such a layered energetic conference that it would be impossible to cover every minute of it in the course of just a couple of hours. So we are going to cover key points that are foundational activations that will propel us into this new series. So there are specific ones. It's not that every one of the activations were not important, because they most certainly were. So as you go through these different reviews to prepare yourself, if you choose to move on to the new series with us, you can review those by yourself. Milena, is there anything you want to say about that?
Exactly, just what you said. It's just we can't cover everything, but the ones that we will focus most on today will be those that we felt would be most important to setting everything in motion for our new series, of which we are very excited about. And the new series will be energetically different than anything we've done in the past. And it everything about it's different. And it just what they have told us so far, we just can't wait to get started. But there's just a couple of things we would like to say to you about our new series as we do you want to say anything more about the review? Of course, we're going to come back to it right before we get started again. So,
No.
Okay. Well, it's really important that everyone is present on those calls in real time if they can be. And if you cannot be, it will be vitally important that you listen to it or read it as soon as possible, and definitely before the next class, in order to maintain coherency with the group. The first few sessions will be, or several sessions, will actually be setting the foundations on which the entire rest of the series will be built. And these sessions will require you and your active participation. The series is to assist each of us individually on our own ascension path. And your collective community here cannot implement for you that which only you can contribute to your own journey back to source. And so just know that, you know, you have to be prepared before the next class and to set these really high frequencies in place. Our schedule will be somewhat flexible. As John said, we will meet on Sundays at 1 p.m. Central Time. It will not be a fixed Sunday. It won't be the second or the third necessarily, particularly the first several months, because there's certain aspects that have to be brought in. So what we know right now, and of course, all of you have been here long enough to know everything is subject to change, but what we know at the moment, mark these dates on your calendar. Okay, January the 9th, January the 23rd, February 20th, March 20th, which also will be the spring equinox, and April 3rd.
Of course, you'll be getting emails to that effect. Anyone who signs up, you will have, you know, regular emails.
Right. And because it's not a fixed Sunday, just to give you an idea when they will be, so you can plan accordingly.
And we'll have that, you know, we've got them now through the 1st of April. So as we move on in the series and get these foundations put in place for your individual ascension, we'll have more of an idea about the dates, hopefully.
Right.
That and the other thing there, we will have a separate Facebook page coming up.
Let's hold that thought.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We got that one out of sequence.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's my fault. That's fine.
Okay. Well, I think someone would like to talk with us. I feel the presence of the beings that have been talking to Milena and I occasionally, not a great deal, but occasionally about this new series.
Okay. Well, let's prepare for whoever wants to come through. So everybody take a deep breath. be in your heart space. And open yourself to receive. And in the space, be in appreciation. One more deep breath.
Greetings. It is the Council of 12. We are a collective consciousness who has been charged with the new series of teachings that will propel you individually and collectively on an ascension path into mastery. It is like no other teaching that you have received in this lifetime, nor in previous existences. So we were present today to make our presence known and to also help you start to acquaint yourself with our vibration. We as a collective consciousness are a massive collective consciousness of Source. And many parts of our collective are beings that you have had previous association with. So it is different in the way we present ourselves rather than that individual. Over the course of seeding of the divine teachings, you were used to having triad configurations and quadratic, as well as individual interactions with the archangels and certain masters. So we were preparing you even then to come into this series if you so chose. We were preparing you to navigate between the individual expression and energetic and a collective. This series will be mostly collective because of the nature of the teachings. You must realize, you must start to integrate the energetics that you are an individual divine image, but you are also part of a massive collective consciousness of Source. Part of this introduction in that last series was in the conference when you began to enter that quantum field. So you also had associations with beings of the Milky Way galaxy, but also another galaxy, the Andromeda, which are a collective consciousness. So you were being prepared for the last few years of your time in seating of the divine to be more comfortable and to have a conscious awareness of yourself as an individual, but also as a collective consciousness. So we will be coming to you in these teachings, and this is something we want to stress to you, that will take you some time to integrate. And that is that if you are part of this new teaching, you must hold a certain frequency of light within your being. You will be asked to relay to your physicality these frequencies, and you will bring it into your physicality so that the stableness of that fifth dimensional light template is very much in place and the physical body is in fifth dimension stably and consistently. As we come to you in each session, we come in the seventh dimensional frequency range. And we now are presenting ourselves in this short conversation in the fifth dimensional sequence, the sixth and the seventh. But in these teachings, we will come to you primarily in that seventh dimension. And you will be required in these sessions to meet us at that level. So you will be shown a way very specifically. But we tell you this now to explain to you the value and the excitement that is felt in the divine realms of the all that is. Because it won't be long, and you will follow us into your mastery at a level that is indicative of your ascension. You will be, when you leave this particular physical iteration, you will be an ascended master. And so we take our job very seriously to prepare you for this grand event. Now, we also want to tell you that it is not expected at this particular beginning of this series that you maintain that seventh dimensional frequency when you leave your crucible with us. But eventually, over the course of 3 years, you will be able to maintain that in a more stable way, and the consciousness will be consistent. The body will still have to maintain a fifth dimensional frequency because of the nature of the environment of the earth. But you will very easily transition between being in the physical present world and being in the consciousness that you are developing with us. With that said, we will now close our communication with you. We look forward and are very, very enthusiastic about our journey together in the next 3 years. Thank you for receiving us. We look forward to being with you consistently in 2022 of your time. Blessings.
While we wait for Joan to return, because she's still getting accustomed to the Council of 12 in her field, I mean, I have to ask all of you, if you were as blown away by their presenting themselves as we were. It's going to be quite an amazing series and journey that we're about to all embark on together.
It felt naturally powerful for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so expansive. If, I know the first time they presented themselves, I was so aware to say the energies we've been receiving up until now were this big. Well, this is this big, you know, just to try to put it in some perspective. It's quite different. The way that collective presents itself is quite different, but there is a very stable, but very also gentle energy to it. So I look forward to getting to know them very well.
As do I. Yeah, when they first came and introduced themselves to us, after that conversation, I had to go and take a nap because they had a certain presence in my body that I wasn't accustomed to. After that, they kind of backed off a little to let me transition. And then in my meditations, they would just briefly, I could feel their presence, but they didn't say anything. So they weren't, you know, I wasn't required to speak, for them to use my body. It was all more a telepathy thing. So I'm just kind of explaining to you that it's quite an extensive energy that you'll, you know, very rapidly, though, become accustomed to.
So, Joan, would you like to tell everybody what our new name will be?
Yes, I do. I think that is appropriate. And the new name is Ascending Masters of Light. So I think that is appropriate, and we will have a new website. It's connected to Joan and John, so if you go there, you'll just be directed to the new website, but it is a .net. This is something you need if you are planning to register for this series, that it will be ascendingmasters.net.
Ascendingmastersoflight.net.
Masters of Light.
Not .com.
.net. And it's very easy because you're so accustomed, everything is .com, but this is .net, ascendingmastersoflight.net. And of course, it's not activated right now because we haven't started the series. So you needed to know that. We wanted this to be a very special, and of course, it's not open to the public. It's just, you know, you have to have these foundations that we've all been embarking on in the last 5 years. So we're, you know, pretty prepared, I think. But that may, you know, maybe we may realize in the first three sessions that maybe we weren't so prepared. Let me see if there was anything else I needed to tell you about that. Lena, you were going to talk about the significance of 1010. We forgot about that.
Right. So today is the 1010 portal, as all of you probably know. And I just thought this was interesting and very appropriate for where we are. So today's the 1010 portal, which is about transformation, where new beginnings and endings intertwine as old timelines dissolve. So I thought that was exactly where we are as a collective now. And also today, Saturn goes direct after having been retrograde since May. And Saturn helps us align with our authentic will and provides the opportunity to master ourselves as creators. So as we go through our review today, allow the energetics coming in with this portal to further assist us in amplifying and grounding all the light codes we will be bringing back into present time. As we've already said, you know, we can't cover every single process we did in the conference. They were all very important. But the ones that we're about to start on today will definitely be foundational pieces for you leading into the new series. And then this time span between now and when the new series begins in January, give your attention often to where you are, to where you are in your Merkava field, and where you're vibrating in those frequencies, and just take yourself up to 130% and be used to sitting there, and just become aware of your own frequencies that you are emitting every day. It'll make moving into these higher realms much easier come January.
Well, I just wanted to say, as soon as you said that Ascended Masters of Light, I just got this whelming over emotion and feeling my body, and I got tears. It's like I felt it.
Well, it's they've made the commitment to us to be sure that we will leave, you know, this body if we choose to commit to this path as Ascended Masters. And so it all flows right beautifully together. And that's a huge commitment for them to make to us, that if we embark on this journey and make that. And, you know, they've asked a commitment of John and Joan and I, and we have accepted. And we had to negotiate a little bit. And they wanted another 5-year commitment, but we committed to 3. So, and with the option to renew. And because it's the energetics are just what they little bit they've been showing us is it takes us a while to integrate it. And you guys, you know, once you make this commitment to move forward, you know, they're going to begin working with you immediately. Anyone else have any comments or questions that Mike could answer?
This is Randy.
Hey.
Hi. Pretty excited about this. I just find it curious that right before the session, I opened up Keys and Enoch and turned to a passage about the Council of 12.
Oh, no, you did it.
I did, right? So it's like, wow. So that makes
sense. Well, are you divinely led or what?
So that's pretty curious.
Yes, yes.
For sure that.
Yeah, just there. You know, me, I'm one of those inquiring mind people, you know, so I always have lots of questions. So I kind of I needed to really know, really, what does this mean? This council is 12. Does it just mean there's 12, you know, a group of 12 people here and not, but it's, you know, the best way they explained it to me is if we think of, all right, this collective consciousness and each one of the 12 is a pinpoint of light. Okay, so one pinpoint of light may be all the Ascended Masters and all the realms. So it could be hundreds or thousands of collective beings in that one point of light. The same thing with the archangels and many others that we will get to know as we move forward. So it's a massive, massive collective.
Just that expanded my consciousness right there.
Yeah. You know, I just had to be able to grasp that in a way that my mind could accept it. Cause I'm one of those, why children. why?
Wow. Thank you.
No, you're welcome.
Hello, this is Deanna.
Hi Deanna.
I have this overwhelming feeling of gratitude. I recognize, for me personally, what an honor it is to be part of this and to be humble in that honor, because in their presence, it was beyond expansion that I had ever felt before. And just to be in their presence, it's, you know, you don't want to bow down. That's not what you want to do, but I'm just humbled by it and gratitude and honored that this has all been conceived of even before we took physical form, and I recognize that. And to be able to recognize that and bring that forward in the present time is, it's just humbling, and I'm very grateful to be in everyone's presence at this time.
Well, and you feel the magnificence and the magnitude of it today. And today they stepped themselves down to fifth dimension for us, you know, so we could receive them in that place. So just going forward, we're going to be expected to step ours up to meet them at in that seventh dimensional realm. And so they're setting the bar really high for us, but that's what we need to push ourselves into that master realm where, you know, where we're going.
So will they be with us during that from now until January 9th to kind of individually to kind of?
Well, right now, just start saying hello to them. I would just start saying hello to them and then just invite them, you know, just into your space so you could start getting used to that frequency. But, you know, they're going to prepare us and we're going to get the tools to meet them at that, in that seventh dimensional space. But that's the goal. That's where we're going. And, it, you know, and it's multiple reasons why, but it, every time that we will go up and meet them in those spaces, we will begin to become more and more familiar with that realm, just as we are now more familiar and comfortable in that fifth dimensional realm. And so it's beginning to train us basically to be able to move fluidly in those higher realms. And they'll be very gentle about it. And as I say, we will be giving many tools and upgrades to help us step up there and be able to meet them in that place.
Gratitude abound.
I think, Melinda, that for me, I really got when they were talking to us about that, that it'll be teaching us to use that second ray of creation, which is the stepping up and stepping down of energies of source. Being in that collective vibration, but yet being able to navigate in various dimensions. You know, they've told us for years we're multidimensional beings of light. So I think that, you know, it's just one of those really important things to remember. For me, I'm just kind of relating to you what I was getting in my private time. It was very important for all of us to use the triadic system and the spinning of those triads, because it helps you raise your light frequency tremendously within that chakra system and maintain it. And especially that second triad where you bring light, liquid light and nectar into the cells of your body and the blood of your body, so that your body becomes accustomed to more frequencies of light. So that's where I began my practice. So I'm just relating that to you as a suggestion. So if you're wanting to not only review, but you're be more prepared when we start this new series, that's a good way to do it. Okay, Melinda, I found the way to use my, I'm telling you, these energies just do a number on me, and the physical having to operate, especially technology, which I am not very good at.
It's been the energies have really been a lot, for sure. Well, I think we need to get started because we really have a lot of ground to cover today.
We do. So why don't you begin?
Everyone mute themselves again. And as we get started here, we'll take you into a couple of these processes and initiations, and then we'll come out and just give you a minute or two just to breathe, take some water, and then we're going to go right back in, okay? So make sure you've got right at hand everything you need, your water, Kleenex, blanket, whatever you need to be comfortable as we go through. So we're going to begin where we began. So take a deep breath, everybody. And here we go. So we began our 2020 Crystal Light Conference. We went back to the Cosmic Light Temple, and we'll do this today again. And because this segment was created to assist us in raising and holding our light frequencies, so we would be prepared for the many upgrades, expansions, downloads, and activations that we would receive during our three-day conference. And boy, did we receive a lot. So today we will activate many of the memory codes that was received, and we're going to bring them into present time. And that's what's important about what we're doing today and what all of you did during the refresh and review, was to activate those memory codes, set them in present time, so they are working through your unified field. So we have had a full year to fully integrate all that we received in our conference. But due to the increased ability of each of us to hold more light frequencies now, we do have a unique opportunity to receive even more of the fullness of what was given by simply bringing it back into our awareness. In 2020, the archangelics and the many beings of light, if you will remember, joined all of your sacred spaces with ours at the crystalline angelic light portal. So our crucible was expanded at that time to assist us in maintaining our coherency stably as a collective community at that fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional frequencies. And the Andromedans had enhanced the frequencies of the etheric crystal. And along with the magenta diamond, we were able to journey into never before experienced frequencies deep in the quantum field. We had welcomed all the beautiful beings of light that have been with us and made these amazing journeys over the past 5, now 6 years possible. All right, so let me check your Merkaba. And if it's not functioning at 130% light, let's bring it up now. So let's return to your individual cosmic light temple that was placed in a specific location that best supported you. You may notice that the frequencies have again expanded to resonate with your own increased light frequency that you hold today. Bring your awareness to the flower of light. For me, it's much easier to visualize and feel the amplification of the flower of life in this space. We used our 4-8 breath count to increase our vibratory rate as we focused on our pineal gland and our medulla oblongata to stimulate and open them more fully. So we will not do all 10 today, but let's just do 3 sets together to do just that. Again, stimulate your pineal gland and open that medulla even further. So through the nose, let's inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. Exhale through the mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. One more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now be aware of yourself as you're sitting in your cosmic light temple with that flower of life surrounding you. Place your attention on that beautiful magenta lotus-shaped crystalline structure that sits in the space between your crown chakra and your soul star. Today, in present time, remember receiving from the central sun the next iteration of the refined magenta color code frequencies as it passed into your fourth triad. The magenta color code flows in a continual circular motion. So allow those magenta codes of light to flow through the lotus into your crown chakra. Filling your third triad. Focusing these light codes in your pineal and medulla. Continue the flow into the second triad. And as you bring the flow into your sacred heart center, allow the magenta color coding to coil there. And now allow the flow to continue to the first triad. With your intention, activate your memory codes as the brilliant magenta light is infusing your entire body system with more light, including all of your functioning DNA strands, helixes, and light packets. Now see your entire unified field filled with the codes of this beautiful color. Holding this frequency, you are now prepared for the next phase of our journey. Again, place your attention on your light body and Merkaba light vehicle, which is spinning at 130%. The coordinates to Series B are programmed into your Merkaba. Give the command, allow your Merkaba to take you to Sirius B, where you will be met by Anrata.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Anrata. I am honored to present this final iteration of the sixth dimensional light template. Please take your seat in the crucible with the other members of this auspicious gathering. Begin to notice that the frequency of this temple has been altered since the last time you last visited. The temple of transparency has been changed from the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional frequencies into a magnificent light. This temple is now vibrating at the eighth and ninth dimensional frequency range. Be aware of the magnificent light coming through the luminous crystalline structure of this temple. So surrounding this entire membership. These streaming lights are coming from the central sun. There is a magnificent golden light that penetrates every part of the temple. It reflects Christ consciousness in its fuller emanation. Receive these magnificent golden light energies into your body now. This will add to the light that you are carrying in this moment. The vault that contained the sixth-dimensional light template has remained open since you were last here. The four archangelic still stand guard at this vault, even though the temple doors are open. Present yourself to these four archangels: Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, and Archangel Uriel. Receive the last iteration of the six-dimensional light template, which they are now presenting to you. Notice that there is a shift in the light complexity. It holds the refined magnificence that have impacted your unified field, as well as the field of the Earth. This final iteration is a very important part of this massive six-dimensional light template, which is now unified into the whole of its expression. This part that you have just retrieved is the most valuable part. It is a very extensive energetic of equilibrium. It brings equilibrium to the entire six-dimensional light template. It not only has magnetic components, but is perfectly balanced with the electrical components of the electromagnetic field that is within and around your body and around the Earth. This is the most important part of the six-dimensional light template. The equilibrium balances and enhances your mental emotional body and begins to dissolve any rift that might remain there. That rift caused such a split in your mental emotional body, even though you have worked on that for many years in this present time. It is of great value to have that equilibrium and that rift that caused the split nullified. The equilibrium of the magnetics and the electrical charges bring into the complete unified manifestation of the electrical field in the full expression of the most important creative aspect of you as soul spirit in a physical body. The most creative part of you is that a mental emotional body of yours. Now you have an equilibrium spin in your energetic field. You have the stableness of the fifth dimension, as well as the sixth and seventh dimension. There is total equilibrium within your field, within the field of the Earth. Under our guidance and our direction, this has been the most illustrious journey, and we have been honored to be of assistance to you and to participate with you, because we love planet Earth, as do you. We love its Christed effect that it has on the entire sector of the Milky Way galaxy, as well as of this sector of the cosmos. You are becoming a cosmic being of light who just happens to have a form. We would also like to talk to you about the effect that this has on the soul spirit of who you are. The soul brings many experiences of many lifetimes into various states of form. The untainted spirit of you contains the pureness of the all that is. This is you in the collective consciousness of the all that is. Feel this upgrade in the six-dimensional light template and the effect that it's having on your state of consciousness. Feel that now in this present moment. You are now imprinted with a refined expression of the six-dimensional light template in your light body and in your consciousness. This is important for you to recognize in this moment, because it is upgrading the consciousness of your physical body through your light body. The light body is now functioning as your etheric body, and it transmits refined frequencies of light into your physical body's consciousness. Remember this, as it will become more significant as you move into the next series of teachings. Not only is there a merging between the soul spirit, there is equilibrium in your field as well as the field of all humans. There is a massive six-dimensional field of light where there is perfect communication. There is perfect communication between the wisdom of your spirit, of you as an iteration of all that is, and a direct communication to the wisdom of the soul that communicates to the body consciousness. This increases your ability to function as a master tenfold, 10 times 10, over the next few years. And we are honored to assist you in that retrieval. Now follow me as I lead you out of this sacred temple. As you walk this beautiful path of light, it takes you to a precipice where Lord Metatron greets you. Take a deep breath. Be very present in this moment and conscious in your body. Greet Lord Metatron. Greetings. It is I, Metatron. I am with you now as the overseer of the creative realms. I am here to lead you in your soul spirit consciousness, in your light body, into an experience of the quantum field at this present moment. Come with me now and be fully present in the quantum field. You have visited this field many times since I led you there in 2020 of your time. You have had a year to experience this field and draw from it. As you remember, this field is a massive creative field of light, sound, and color. It is a creative resource that has no limitations. What you have experienced as you have navigated in a field of unlimited potential, as you create from it, take note on those experiences now. Take a moment to reflect on what you have learned and energetically received. Bring all of these concepts and energetics into this very present moment. Notice how they impact your ability to create your life in a more harmonious way. Take a deep breath and feel the magnificent power in this field, in this moment. Feel the light. See the various emanations of color. Hear the sounds. It is within this field that you hear sounds that you have not heard. You see colors you have not seen. You see geometries, magnificent geometries of light that assist you to bring into your form, your manifestations, your creativeness. This creativeness is manifested through the guidance of your soul spirit that is constantly receiving from that sixth dimensional light template as well as the seventh dimensional light template. Be very present in this moment. Be conscious of your light body. Receive all imprints, all experiences continually in this moment. Take a deep breath. Now follow me and we will exit this beautiful quantum field. I will lead you to the docking station where you will enter your Merkaba vehicle. From here, you will return to Earth, into the present moment, into the room in which you began this journey. Be present now in your body, totally conscious.